The consensus garnered from conversations with business owners at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, ski industry leaders and residents, plus casual conclusions drawn from Facebook, is that there's no consensus of opinions about what some call a hostile takeover and others call a relief. Overall, business leaders and those in the ski industry are expressing optimism, and all others are letting a little more of their emotion show through. Colleen Reardon, marketing manager at Deer Valley Resort, began her comments by recognizing Park City Mountain Resort.
We're really relieved that the dispute has come to an end. And, you know, our relationships with our friends at Park City Mountain Resort really run deep. And we just want to make sure that they are thanked and recognized for their contributions in advancing, you know, Park City into one of the world's premier ski destinations. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And Vail Resorts are great operators, and, you know, they're in town, and we work well with them, and we'll continue to do that. But, you know, want to make sure that our Park City friends are recognized for their contributions, because they were huge.
When asked about the rumblings of Park City becoming a Vail company town, she said it's not a concern.
I think Vail recognizes the uniqueness of Park City, and, you know, it's been a three-resort town, and it's been run very well from that perspective. I think they really, really understand their, you know, it's a unique town. It's not a one-resort town. They've been working really well with us up to this point, and I really don't see that changing.
Sissy McComb, one of the owners of the Baja Cantina at the Park City Mountain Resort's base, said she's relieved, even thrilled.
Well, actually, you know, we've had such trepidation lately about what's going to happen, and really have been concerned, obviously, having a restaurant at the resort, but we're thrilled. I mean, it's resolution to the issue, which I think is awesome. You know, we have to renew our lease in early next year, so this actually is quite a relief for us, and we can look forward to the future and know that we're going to be able to have a viable business at the resort. Just hoping for the best and hoping that the resort opens on time. And
Chris Robinson, Summit County Council member who is on city tour in Vail right now, said he felt relief.
I want to congratulate both Vail and ECMR Powder for coming up with a holistic resolution. It allows everybody to move forward, and you know, it wasn't easy, it wasn't pleasant. Probably, but it's a great outcome for the community to now have certainty and to be able to work on the future instead of trying to fix the past.
Brett McVeigh, who's been a Park City resident since the late 80s and has held a season's pass every year at least one of the three area resorts, said he tried to see the pros and cons from a community member's perspective.
If I had to express my feelings today, I'd say I'm ambivalent. On the one hand, I am an Epic Pass holder. This change will allow me to access more terrain, and more importantly, it's going to give me the ability to ski with all of my friends that have traditionally bought those PCMR passes. So I'm looking forward to that. But on the other hand, I'm having a hard time fathoming how what amounts to a clerical error has forced such a monumental impact. It's as if I were late to pay my property taxes, and as a result, I was forced to sell my house. Furthermore, I can't say that I support the aggressive tactics to exploit what I understand to be that clerical error.
Michelle Palmer, who's been in the resort industry for 22 years and was the Park City Mountain Resort public relations manager from 2001 to 2003, deferred to her Facebook post, saying she felt too emotional to talk to KPCW. With permission from her, she said, "In light of today's shocking news that Park City Mountain Resort has been purchased by Vail, I'm sharing this expression for the day because otherwise I would cry. I personally feel that a significant piece of our community spirit was just extinguished. In time, our mountain resort community will shine on, and I look forward to that day." Palmer's Facebook post displayed a graphic with the night sky. It said, "We all shine on like the moons and the stars and the sun." I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.